Okay, so we have a timer. It's going to go off in 19 and a half minutes. Why is that?
Because I'm proofing some pizza dough.
And we're just going to do the podcast anyway?
Well, if it goes off, they'll understand.
Well, the recently retired dad with the not quite as recently retired mom are going away on a trip. Actually, it's not a vacation. They're RVing.
If we're RVing, as you said when you were a little boy, you get to leave home without leaving home.
That'd be a mobile home. That's different. Hey, this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. I'm Von Fry.
And I'm Mom.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So we are recording this on a Saturday. We're going to drop it on the coming Friday because you're going to be out of town. We're also, I guess, going to have our first week off because you're going to be gone for 2 weeks.
And yes, we are.
You want to tell us where you're going so people can find you?
Yeah, we're going to Colorado, one of my favorite places.
To see Deion Sanders.
And maybe we'll see him. Wouldn't that be cool? No, we're going to Rocky Mountain National Park and Ouray, one of my favorite places in the whole world. And we're going to go four-wheeling. We have a real good time. We have what's our kind of car do we have?
A Jeep.
A Jeep, but it's trail rated. That's pretty good. We go on Imogene Pass.
It's a white Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
And we call it Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Oh, and look for us because we're going to be in a Lance trailer and it says, what does it say?
On the back it says Little Squirt.
Yeah.
Look for Little Squirt on the highway. Okay, so you do have a new review to read. You've just been really popular in the last week. So I've got a new review for you to read.
Oh,
try to actually read this, okay?
Okay. Wow. Found this while scrolling some older Reddit posts last night. Decided to quay it up for my drive to work. I binged the show all day. It's really fun. I didn't know Fry or his mom beforehand, but their show is really light and fun. Easy listening, but highly entertaining. Mom's voice is like a warm batch of fresh cookies, and Fry is a great host. Give it a listen. I think this one will be huge. Well, thank you so much. That was a great
one.
That's
from Andrew 3G.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Yeah, and if you want Mom to read your 5-star review of the show, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and she will say, quay it up. Yeah.
Quay it up.
It's Q.
Did I say quay it up?
English people, when they get in line for something, they queue up.
They get in line.
This was a foreign concept for many in America. So when Netflix started their streaming service, you had a queue, my queue. They changed it to my list.
Right.
Yeah, because Americans, we don't want to learn no new vocab words. I got all the 12 words I need.
Boy, that English accent is really nice. I enjoyed hearing that on
Okay, so
while we were in England,
we're trying to power through this before this beeper goes on us over here.
We have 15 minutes. I'll run over there and stop it.
Okay, I do want to mention that I've picked up a movie. I'm going to watch this right after we do this. This is Weird Science in 4K with high dynamic range.
Hey,
and all
that'll
the bells
be fun.
So this is a new release from Arrow. They kind of go, they make some deals to put out physical media of older stuff.
Okay.
And
who is that girl?
Kelly LeBrock.
Okay, yeah.
You remember Weird Science, right?
Yeah, I think all you got boys had the hots for her back in the day.
There is like some kind of fold-out mini poster of this, I think.
Oh, gee, you haven't opened it up yet?
I haven't actually opened this or anything, but this came out a few weeks ago, I think, and the price was really high on this. Like, with the pre-orders, they weren't like $50, but then it got reasonable. And I was like, okay, well, I've got a 4K thing now, OLED. I'll, you know, check this out, see how it goes. I watched The Last Starfighter. That was the first thing I watched.
And it was really good.
And that was also by Arrow. So I might do an Amazon comparison video. We've been running around town doing Amazon comparison videos. We did things about PA systems, Xbox headsets.
Yeah, our public park, one of our public parks has a really neat amphitheater. And it does really good for those videos.
And you also, today we did one on pizza wheels. Comparison
that we did.
Yeah, I haven't shown you the video yet, but it's cute.
Yeah, I got all excited about the pizza wheel.
So yeah, that's something to look for on Amazon. If you want to look for a pizza wheel video, look up the Cuisinart three-piece grilling set and their pizza wheel, along with the it might be pronounced Russell pizza wheel.
I don't know,
might be pronounced that way. But yeah, that's stuff that we did, and I'm going to check out the movie here. 1985.
I used to have a figure like that.
I'm curious how this will look in high dynamic range. I think I had my TV settings wrong for the The Last Starfighter. So I'm going to have to watch a few scenes. Yeah, because I think I had it set to where it was too aggressive with making things high contrast. So things looked very grainy in parts. So I'll have to take a look at that again. But anyways, that's what I'm going to do after this.
Okay.
Now, I do want to get into the news a little bit with you. And for that, I guess we have to have one of these. Now, you don't really have any news prepared. This might be a shorter than average episode for us. And that's okay.
Because I've got to get finished packing. I'm not even ready to go yet.
Did you hear the latest about Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, representative of Colorado?
No.
So she was at a play or a musical of some kind about Beetlejuice. Remember Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton? And, she was being disruptive. They said that she was vaping in the seats and stuff.
Oh, great.
And people were telling her to stop. She said, no, don't you know who I am? You're gonna hit your nose against the microphone.
Right? I'm about to fall asleep. That's what's going on.
Okay, so this is also some of the stuff she was doing. So they have this in night vision. Can you kind of describe what's happening over there? We describe with our words because this is an audio program.
Well, her guy she's with is having a good old time with her, the front of her body.
And she's got her hand down his pants.
Seriously?
Yeah, this is a kids show that she's at. She's recently divorced, and she is on the prowl.
Apparently,
I think she's actually a grandmother. Because she had like a kid at 16 who also had a kid at 16.
That's what kind of behavior will get you—a kid at 16.
Yeah, so she's younger than your youngest son and a grandma, or she's about to be a grandma or something. But she's
I don't have any grandkids. That's not fair.
This is what you can run into in Colorado. That's the kind of people who are in Colorado. Keep in mind, okay? So you better be careful out there with a little squirt. You got that?
Yep.
So that was a thing that happened.
And my husband.
There's not a lot of ramifications for this right now. We'll see if she gets reprimanded. She was one that called for impeachment against, I think, her and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Is that against the law?
It may very well be. It might be considered a lewd act in public or something. But then again,
for a congresswoman.
She did get kicked out of the theater, and she was all like, I'm going to call the mayor. You guys are going to be in trouble. But here's the thing that might actually be a trouble for her. This was a state-owned theater, not a private theater. So it makes it look extra bad. She's not keeping this stuff into account, is she?
Yeah, it was probably dark in there. No, they probably just could have night vision with that camera.
Yeah. In other news, this past Friday, we put our episodes out on Friday, so we couldn't really cover this because we have to have the episode up by Friday morning.
We had some guests on Thursday.
Yeah, so we had a guest come by WWE SmackDown on Fox. Okay, uh-huh. And they've had some pretty big guests come by. Check this out.
Straight, no questions asked. Denver would have went on.
Oh, that's good.
Who is that?
Check out his tat. Wow, it's The Rock. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
That's John Cena. He also at the show.
Oh. Ooh, they're giving each other the evil eye.
I see you trying to smile.
Just have some major tattoos.
I don't think John Cena has any tattoos, whereas
the
Dwayne
Rock
Johnson
has
all the tattoos.
Yep.
So.
And he also has major muscles.
Well, both of them do, don't they?
Well, he did. Compared to Stenos, how do you say his name? Stenos?
There's John Stamos, and then there's John Cena.
Cena. Well, Cena doesn't have as much as The Rock as far as muscles, arm muscles.
I'm not sure. To quote Will Ferrell at the end of Daddy's Home, he has legs for arms.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And they also, John Cena, also, he's in the new Mortal Kombat.
Is he?
He's coming as like a DLC character. You know what DLC stands for?
I don't know.
What do you think?
DLC. Dizzy Lady Crying. I don't know.
Download content.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they add to a game after it comes out.
Is it like
and then you
extra
pay extra
content?
You pay extra to play as John Cena.
Oh, okay.
And his character, he's a comic book character called the Peacemaker.
Okay.
Who's really into peace. So like if you're being loud and chatty when you're reading a book or something, he'll just shoot you because he needs peace. So he's kind of not
that
good of a guy.
Sound peace.
Well, that's
peace doesn't believe
it's
in
relative.
Violence.
It's relative. If you convince him it's needed for the good of America, he'll do it. You got to take my mom out. She's reading out loud. Boom. There you go. Something that's like how his character works.
Hey, so I have to read this out loud.
I have this theory that The Rock and John Cena were available because they can't do movies right now because this ongoing writers and actors strike, right?
Nobody can.
So they can. So it's forcing them back into wrestling.
Maybe they're just bored.
The guy at the top of WWE right now, his name's Roman Reigns. I think they say he's Dwayne Johnson's cousin. He may or may not be. It depends on how they work families over here. But he wants to leave the WWE to do movies. But they're not doing movies now. So the guys that left WWE doing movies are coming back to WWE to do WWE wrestling.
Well, there you go.
But they don't call it wrestling. They call it being a superstar in sports entertainment and stuff.
What does your mom call it?
What do you call it? Wrestling?
Fake.
Fake. Well, that's going to win you some fans.
I'm sorry that you guys know who you are. Sorry.
So that, yeah, I think it's interesting that because of the strike, they're getting some of the bigger names to come back to the wrestling. Isn't that something?
Yes. I just hope they don't get hurt.
I thought maybe you could tell me about the Golden Bachelor. You know his name? You said there were some good things about him, right?
Well, I think he was married for almost 40 years or a long time. He had a long marriage, and he lost his wife recently, and he has 3 grown daughters, I believe, 4. And
hearing aids.
And I did notice he has hearing aids, but that's no big deal.
He's 71, right?
Yeah, lots of people have hearing aids, even younger than that.
Did you look at any of the gals that are vying for his attention?
Some of them are...
Are they grandmas?
Of course, but probably. But some of them are older than I thought they would be. I thought they were all going to be like 60, but... There's some older ones, too.
There's some younger ones like, oh, she's just 43. No, I hate her.
I think they have to be 60, surely. I wanted to see the
I don't think the show's going to have nearly the catty energy that drives the show.
You are going to be surprised.
We think these gals are going to throw down
once
and scream.
Once catty, always catty. And usually when you get older, they're going to be like putting it all out there. Just wait. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Well, also on ABC, we have the upcoming Dancing with the Stars. We have Julianne Hough joining Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, they'd be really good together.
Both of them. She's won the show several times as a pro.
And he won it.
He won as he should have been a pro because he's a pro dancer. He created a dance in pop culture.
What's it called?
The Carlton.
The Carlton. That's right.
He was a dancer as a kid. And yet somehow he's a celebrity competing.
It was loaded.
Way wrong is what you're doing. Not even close. Wrong. Yeah. But I'm going to read you some of the people coming to the show. Supermodel Tyson Beckford. One of the few men supermodels, this guy. You'd recognize him if you saw him, probably.
Well, I hope, because I don't recognize his name.
He occasionally tries to act. It says here, Marvel star. Oh, boy, this is a mouthful. I tried to look this up. I think it's like Sheetal Gomez. Starts with an X.
I'm clueless.
I think she's a Latinx American, whatever. Her character's name's America Chavez in the latest Doctor Strange movie.
Okay.
Just this Mary Sue that just gets away with anything. Okay, so anyway, she's going to be partnered with Valentin Sharkovsky, you know, Val, right?
Uh-huh,
okay.
That'll be a good one.
TV and film star Allison Hannigan, one of the few names I recognize here. You know her, right?
Who is that?
People know her from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, among other things. She has red hair, and she is the host of Penn and Teller Fool Us.
Oh, I like her. She's good. She's going to be on there. I bet you she does good.
She's paired with Sasha Farber. Social media and reality star Harry Jowsey. No idea who that is.
Hey, maybe you could be on there.
You could be on there. The podcast takes off if you actually tell people in Colorado about it like you're supposed to. You're supposed to travel the country spreading word of your podcast.
I'm not a very good dancer.
You're not a very good publicist. Okay, so from The Bachelorette, Charity Lawson.
I have no idea who that is. I haven't watched Bachelorette very much lately.
From Vanderpump Rules, Ariana Maddox. I believe this is a woman the only thing I recognize about this name is I think there's something about her husband cheating on her with some other gal, maybe she's the gal that cheated on the other gal's husband, something like this. They were trying to make a big controversy of it. I was seeing it all over the headlines. I'm like, am I supposed to know who these people are? Here's one that I found stuck out. Grammy-winning singer Jason Mraz. This is a guy who was actually quite the popular singer maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago or something. So
I don't recognize him.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you have to get a few of the has-been sort of people, right?
Well, I guess, because I'm definitely clueless.
Retired NFL
star
Adrian Peterson. Remember, he played for Oklahoma?
I know the football players, so I know that one.
Okay. He is partnered with Britt Stewart.
That might be somebody new.
She sounds like she has blonde hair, just judging from the name. Singer and social media star Lily Pons. All she does is just obnoxious videos online, and girls think she's cute, so they click like and want to dress like her. One of those sort of people. Academy Award-winning actress Mira Sorvino. Now, again, like, we have to have a few of those has-beens. Actress Jamie Lynn Spears, younger sister of
I thought
Britney
she'd already
Spears.
Done it.
They have a lot of famous person's sibling on the show. Okay. That happens on occasion. Yes. Real estate mogul and TV star Mauricio Umansky. No idea who that is. He must have some show, like, I don't know, Selling Sunset or We Have to Flip This House Today or whatever. Maybe he married that gal that keeps marrying different people. What was her name? Megan? It was a flip or flop. That gal, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she married
multiple people,
God,
right?
Oh, God, the car guy. What's his name?
And didn't one of her ex-husbands, isn't he with?
Zellweger.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Wow, okay.
He left her for him, for Renee.
Oh, this is an interesting, supposedly. This is an interesting assessment here. Comedian and actor Matt Walsh. This guy is not a comedian. This is a conservative pundit on one of those fringe right-wing podcast things that Tyler watches, you know? Like Alex Jones, I'm kind of retarded. You know, that guy says that. Well, he kind of hangs out in that circle. This is one of the guys who's convincing Tyler, your son, to not wash his hands before he eats dinner and cooks food and stuff and lick his fingers at the table because it'll increase his immune system or whatever, right? This guy,
or drive his brother crazy.
He is mostly known for a documentary called What is a Woman? Where he sits down with like doctors and various activists who try to define what a woman is. And the funny thing or interesting thing, insightful thing about it is that they can't agree on what a woman is. And so you're supposed to think, dude, you know, what's up with that? How come suddenly we don't know what a woman is? I think as such, it would have been interesting had they paired him with a trans woman. That would have been just massive for the show. Massive headlines. That would have caused such a ruckus. He probably would walk off. He would probably straight up quit. But this guy is so robotic. I don't expect him to last very long. His base, I'm not so sure, watched this show. So, but can he bring them to the show to vote for him to keep him in after multiple weeks? I don't know. And lastly, we have from the Brady Bunch, because of course we have to have somebody from the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family, you know.
The Brady Bunch.
Barry Williams.
Oh, I remember him.
Is he the oldest?
He's the oldest
son.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah.
So he's probably going to be the senior person on Dancing with the Stars.
He may be the oldest dude.
Yep.
Because
should be.
We've had like the parents from those sort of shows. Now we have the kids from those shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're the old ones.
That's I know, it's wrap getting time flying, guys. I can't believe it.
Okay, well, I do want to let you do your... Well, I guess first we're going to do our bit here called...
Dead or Alive. Sorry.
And for this, I think we are... I'm debating on which topic we're going to go
Surprise
here.
Surprise me.
Split
you
this...
Pick.
Into multiple categories, and you are going to try to guess which actresses are dead or alive.
Okay, these are actresses.
These
okay.
are actresses that are dead or alive. Okay, we have first up, Academy Award winner. She not well-liked. Many of these women are not all that well-liked. I'll tell you that. Yeah, so
not
maybe that's
well-liked
why.
Actresses.
Maybe that's why I thought about them. Brie
like
Larson.
Them.
You know who Brie Larson is?
Yes.
Or did you know who Brie Larson is? Is
yes.
Brie Larson dead or alive?
She's dead.
Brie Larson is...
Alive?
I think the internet would kind of like her to be dead.
I'm
but
sorry.
She plays Captain Marvel.
Oh.
She's younger than me. She's in the Nissan commercials for no apparent reason. Actually, because she hitched her wagon to the Fast and Furious franchise like everybody else that wants to be a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she may be a villain in Fast 10, which I will get to watch, and I think it came to Peacock recently.
You have a good joke about Fast and Furious, by the way.
Well, I do, but I'm not going to tell it right now.
Okay.
Next up, we have Okay, you're going to make me tell the joke, aren't you?
No, that's all right. Because
look, with Paul Walker dead, I think they kind of need a new blonde guy. Instead, they're just bringing a lot of bald guys to be on the show. They got Tyrese bald, Vin Diesel bald, Dwayne Johnson bald, Jason Statham. They need a new token blonde guy. So why not somebody that is known for a car movie, like Owen Wilson? Wow, hey guys, it's so great to be part of your whole multi-ethnic crew. Wow, we got a Latina, two black men. Hey, maybe I can be like your token white guy who... you know, drives like an old muscle car. And after the heist, we can all go grab salsa.
Pretty good, son.
All right. We've got Judi Dench. Dame Judi Dench, as she was known. She yes. was James Bond's boss. They killed her off. They killed her off over a decade ago. Is Judi Dench dead or alive?
I thought she passed away.
Dame Judi Dench is, as of this recording...
alive. Boy, I'm not doing good tonight.
All right. Well, how good are you?
I'm not good.
No. How about this one? Do you know who Michelle Yeoh is?
Yes.
She was also in a James Bond movie. Was James Bond's counterpart with Hong Kong in Tomorrow Never Dies. Michelle Yeoh. Is Michelle Yeoh dead or alive?
She's alive.
And you know that because?
I'm just guessing. But I'm pretty sure wasn't she just in a movie?
Won an Academy Award for yes. Best Actress in a Leading Role, despite the fact that she has never led a film around America that has moved any kind of seats. I don't get it. She signs up for everything. They can't get rid of her because she's one of the few people from... she's not actually from China, but she's from one of the few actresses from over there that can speak enough English to be in an American film. They get her for every role where they say, okay, we can't get... Lucy Liu or Jamie Chung, let's get Michelle Yeoh. She's older than them. We need someone a little bit older than those two. Get her. That's kind of it. And that's why I think about Michelle Yeoh, though she was better when she was doing the action stuff because she did all of her own stunts with Jackie Chan and like Super
neat.
Cop.
Yes, uh-huh.
But I don't know why she has to be in everything. But Sophia Loren. Now, this is an older timer, like 60s, 70s movie star of sorts. She was in Grumpier Old Men. That was in 1995. That was a little ways back.
She's
passed
away.
Sophia Loren dead or alive?
Dead.
Sophia Loren is alive.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking Raquel Welch.
Yeah, I tried to get you with that.
Oh, yeah, you screwed me up, didn't you?
Okay, this last one, I can't quite pronounce this. This is not going to go well. She is not white. This actress, she was in a Black Panther movie, and we know the Black Panther cast has fallen on hard times, right? So some of them not necessarily around with us. Lupita Nyong'o. Maybe she was an old gal in there. Maybe she played like his grandma or something. Maybe.
I'm going to guess she's not no longer with us.
Lupita, however you pronounce her last name, is...
alive.
And I think she won an Oscar for Best Actress in a Supporting Role.
Did I not get a single one right?
I think you missed every one of them.
That's not good.
Yeah, well, this is getting to be a fun bit for me. I thought you were going to get all of these because they were all alive.
I
but
know,
instead,
I thought,
you thought they were
I'm
all
I'm old and they're
dead.
Old actresses. So you'd
or you didn't recognize them, right?
Or I'm just tired.
Okay,
tonight.
Do you have a quote for me?
I do. Don't stay in bed unless you can make money in bed.
Is this some comedian said this?
Of course.
Sounds like a woman might have said this. Is this...
It's not a woman.
It's not a woman. But we have to define what a woman is. What is a woman? Right? You think this is not a woman.
What is a woman?
Well, you're not allowed to say. You get canceled online. That's
okay.
What happens. All right, so
what's a man?
There's a song called "What Makes a Man." Is it? I'm not going to get into it. It's from the South Park guys.
Okay.
You're not going to find it appropriate.
Okay, so
for
who do you
this.
Think this? Okay, this guy is no
longer with us.
Right,
that's your way of saying died.
Yeah,
drug overdose.
Because all comedians have drug
Richard
overdoses.
Richard Pryor.
No.
Comedian that died.
Yeah.
You're pretty... So am I going to find out this guy's not dead?
I'm pretty sure this guy's so old he has to be dead.
George Burns.
Yes. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Good job.
You had to look up who did the quote. You just tried to get...
I'm pretty sure. Well, the other day I messed up, so I wanted to make sure, give you credit. Yes, George Burns.
Mentioning the body, like being in bed and staying in bed to make money, I was thinking woman, like, oh, I'm too lazy, I can't even, sort of type thing like that. Maybe somebody. I was kind of thinking Sarah Silverman was my first guess, but
yeah,
you said
that would
it
be a good quote for her too. But no, that was his.
Okay, well,
didn't he always have like a cigar? I think he smoked a lot of cigars.
Yeah, he had a kind of deep voice for his size.
Yeah, right? And a big nose, I think.
So I think he kind of looked like a monkey a little bit.
I don't know if he looked like a monkey.
A little bit. A little bit like a monkey.
You look like a monkey.
We will unfortunately be taking a week off. I have media appearances that maybe this might be the first episode you catch if I go ahead with this interview and I get scheduled for this interview with a news outlet. So this might be your first episode if you're listening to this, but unfortunately, my mom decided to schedule a 2-week vacation, and we're trying to fill this the best way we can. But we are going to have a week off, or maybe I'll just come and do an episode by myself. Do you think I can do that?
I think you should. You know what? I'll tell you some. I'll call you and tell
you
some funny stories.
We could do this remote. We could do this. I can't. There is a way with this to accept a caller. We'll try to work that out.
Okay, unless I'm up on top of a mountain or something, I'll call you.
All right.
Bye bye now.
All right, good luck on your trip.
Thank you. No wild parties while we're gone.
Now, in Weird Science, there's a wild party, and the kitchen turned blue, and the grandparents came, and they went to the closet, and they got frozen in time, and I think it snowed in one of the bedrooms. Would that be okay?